Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the consolidated financial results of PKN and ORLEN Q2 2008. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star and zero on your telephone. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Mr. Dariusz Grzebos. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for your time and interest in PKN ORLEN. The conference call is dedicated to our financial results following the second quarter of 2008, and will comprise, as usual, with two parts. First, we'll deliver you the presentation, which is available for you at our webpage, and then we will open the floor for Q&A session. The presentation will be delivered to you by Mr. Wojciech Hajda, CEO of the Management Board, and Mr. Sławomir Jędrzejczyk, CFO of the Management Board at our company. My name is Dariusz Grzebos. I am Head of IR, and I will be happy to assist you with the conference call today. Without any further delay, I give floor to Mr. Wojciech Hajda.
Thank you very much. Good day to everybody. Good morning and good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to inform you that in second Q 2008, we achieved significantly better results than a year ago. It is important to point out that these results were achieved despite very unfavorable macroeconomic environment. We experienced significant decrease in petrochemical margins, and crude oil prices increased. Also, Polish zloty was stronger against US dollar and euro, and that had as well a negative influence. Despite that, sales of products and services grew by over one-third, by 33%, compared to second quarter 2007. Our operational profit before amortization, EBITDA, increased by 20%, and net profit increased almost by half. Such good results were achieved mainly due to operational excellence. After restoring capacity in Mažeikių nafta, we experienced fuel sales volume increase by nearly 21%. In second Q 2008, we implemented activities aiming at production and fuel sales increase. Mainly, I'm talking about diesel and other products in the retail segment. We continued the two-tier strategy in the markets where it is valid and important for us. We increased the number of filling stations, in particular in Poland, ORLEN by 12, Blisko by 11 sites, in Czech Republic, Benzyna by 45, and Benzyna Plus by four, Star in Germany, 26, and ORLEN in Lithuania by six sites. We achieved the increase in non-fuel margin by 22 million zlotys year to year. At this stage, I will give the floor to my colleague, Mr. Sławomir Jędrzejczyk, who is the CFO. Sławek, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I will start with key financial indicators and key financial ratios. As you can see on slide number five, in the second quarter of 2008, we achieved very, very good results, which are record results for PKN ORLEN. Our revenues increased very significantly and exceeded 22 billion. Our EBITDA exceeded 2.2 billion, whereas net profit achieved almost 1.7 billion. I will indicate cash from the operations. As you can see on the slide, generally, the cash flow from operations is on the same level as last year, in the second quarter last year. and this is mainly due to the fact that our working capital requirements increase, and this is due to the compulsory reserves which are required in Poland. And as you probably saw in the financial statement, our inventory increased up to 12 billion Polish zlotys, out of which half is basically compulsory reserve. So at the moment we have 6 billion Polish zlotys of strategic reserve. As regards the CAPEX in the first half of 2008 achieved a number of 1.4 billion Polish zlotys, but I can give you an indication that in the second half we may expect a slightly higher number due to the fact that, as you probably know from the past years, majority of our CAPEX is basically spent in the second half. Now I move to slide number 6. And as regards the EBITDA margin, earnings per share and ROCE, you can see that either we keep the EBITDA margin or a slight drop 1.4 percentage point, but in terms of ROCE we increase more than 1 percentage point. But I would indicate financial gearing. Financial gearing decreased very significantly to 33%. And in the future, of course, this level is very good for a company, but due to the fact that we may expect higher CAPEX in the second half, I would say that we keep our targets to be within the range 30-40%, but this 33 is really, really good, and in the next month we may expect slight increase of this figure. Now let's move to the slide number 7. Where you can see the split of our operating profit by segment. And in the second quarter of 2008, our refinery segment achieved very, very good results, which are almost 500 million better than in the second quarter last year. And this good result was offset by negative results in the petrochemical sector. As you can see, we achieved very, very significant drop in the results to 35 million, so it's around 300 million drop in the petrochemical sector. Our retail and chemical sector remained on the same, almost on the same level, and in the next slide I will describe more details as regards the effect of those results. I would indicate as well that other than non-attributable segments improved the results. This is mainly due to the improvement of our subsidiaries and decrease in our cost structure. Now let's move to the slide number 4. Slide number 8, sorry. As Mr. President Hader indicated, our sales volume increased very significantly, 21% increase compared to last year, and mainly in refinery wholesale as well as retail sales. As regards our chemical sales, as you can see, there is 11% drop, mainly to the volume decrease in PCW segment. Then slide number 9, as regards the production, and this is very, very good situation for a company. Crude oil throughput increased by 22%, and we may say that we achieved almost our maximum, because in our refinery in Płock is 100%, in our refinery in Mazeikiu is almost 100%, is 99%, in Unipetrol is 86%, so as you can see, our crude oil throughput is basically up to the maximum production level. And I would indicate as well middle distillates, please. We increased our middle distillates by more than 1 percentage point, so we achieved 51%. As we all know, the cracks on middle distillates are much, much higher comparing to the gasoline. Now let's move to the slide number 10, where we describe why we achieved